Today we got a word that we want to share, and it's coming from Nehemiah. Amen. Nehemiah, the sixth chapter, and we want to read verses 1-4. Praise God. And as we read about Brother Nehemiah, we can kind of, you know, relate to us, you know, and we're going to read here, praise God, and we're going to have my daughter to read, praise God, Sister Reed, verses 6 through, chapter 6, verses 1-4. What did it say? It said, now it came to pass
when Sanballat
and Tobiah
and Jishim the Arabian.
Thank you. Hold your point. Hold your point right there, sister. Here you go. All right, can you start back over, please?
Now it came to pass.
Okay.
Sanballat and Tobiah.
Yes.
And Jishim the Arabian.
Yes.
And the rest of our enemies.
And the rest of our enemies.
Heard that I had built the wall.
They hear that I have built the wall.
And there was no breach left therein.
And there was no breach left therein.
Though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates.
I have not set up the doors. I'm not completed. And I haven't set the doors up upon the gates.
That Sanballat and Jeshem sent unto me.
That Sanballat and Jeshem sent unto me.
Saying. Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages.
All right. Now, you know, anytime you're doing something for God, there's always somebody want to deter or either stop the work. And so they invite him to come and let us meet together. But, you know, when God is telling you something to do, you can't come. You got to finish his work. Let us say finish the job. Amen. We cannot let the job be undone. Read on, sister.
Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages.
Yeah, let's come to one of these villages.
In the plain of Ono.
In the plain of Ono.
But they thought to do me mischief.
Oh, Lord, they didn't try to stop them to encourage them or to let them know to let the Nehemiah. They didn't try to encourage Nehemiah and say, well, you know, just keep going on. Do what you do. But they came for mischief.
Yeah.
All right, read. So Nehemiah sent a powerful message unto them, saying,
I am doing a great work.
I am doing a great work.
So that I cannot come down.
So I cannot come down.
Why should the work cease?
Why should the work stop?
While I leave it. And come down to you.
Look out, somebody.
Amen.
Praise God. How many know we got a work to do? And we cannot allow nothing to deter us. We cannot allow nothing to hinder us. And so I'm glad Nehemiah, he spoke up and said, I am doing a great work. Amen. So that I cannot, just point blank, come on somebody. How many know you got to be point blank to the devil? Look them eyeball to eyeball, teeth to teeth, and let them know, I cannot, praise God, come down. I cannot listen to you. I cannot be entertained by you, praise God. Amen. Why should I? Amen. Why should this work cease while I leave it and come down to you? Last verse 4.
Yet they sent unto me.
Look out, somebody. They just didn't send one message. But the Bible says they sent unto me four times. Come on.
After this sort.
And I answered them.
After the same manner.
In other words, I'm not coming down. Hey, hey, hey. Praise God. I'm not coming down. And if you read that fifth verse, they came a fifth time. That allow us to see today, amen, the devil is persistent. Folks are persistent. Amen. After you say no, devil, no, no, I'm not listening to that, no. But they keep on keeping on. They keep on trying to deter you from the journey. Praise God. But you got to realize that you got a boss man. Amen. And you got to listen to him. Praise God. He tell you, I want you to build this wall. I want you to build this temple. I want you to complete it. Praise God. And you cannot afford to lay off the job. Amen. I'm here to say in the fear of the Lord today, amen, in this time that we're living in, praise God, there's a lot of things happening. There's a lot of things that coming in our lives, and people come to hinder us and try to stop us, and things happening, amen. But I want to tell you, keep your focus on the Lord. Amen. Don't lose focus. Praise God, you got to go on anyhow. We just sung that song, praise God. Amen, to be, amen, on fire for God. You can't just let anybody scare you. The folks try to do a scare attack, try to do things to stop you, but you got to stay focused because God, the Lord is on my side. And I love the Lord. And I ain't going to let nothing, amen, move me, praise God. I'm not going to let nothing, come on somebody, shake me, praise God. I ain't going to let nothing, praise God, stop me because I got a race to run. And I'm running by faith. If you, come on somebody, I said, if you can't help me move out of my way, praise God. Amen. Because I'm going to run this race and I'm not going to run it in vain because God has been too good to me. Praise God. And I thank God. If we have a preaching topic this morning, it will be I cannot come down. Praise God. Tell your neighbor. Tell your friends. Tell Satan. I cannot come down. Amen. I got a job. I got assignment. Praise God. Amen. And I got to finish my assignment. I'm not going to let nothing stop me. Praise God. Amen. Because I want to go. I want to do what the Lord have me to do. Praise God. Amen. I want to tell you, how many know you got to hold on? You got to hold on a little while. You got to hold on to the Lord. And the Lord will help you to make it. Don't let nothing stop you. Hold on to Jesus. Amen. I want to hear a verse or two of that song, praise God, holding on to the Lord. And as Sister McDonald come and sing that song, I want you to pay attention to those beautiful words, holding on to Jesus. Go ahead, my sister. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Holding on. The Prince so faithful could be. Holding on to Jesus, No, he's holding on to.
Yes, Lord.
Trust Jesus. I was seeking for security.
needed something steady to hold to. Something that could hold you.
So
I'll keep holding on to Jesus.
That's right, hold on to Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Other friends so faithful could be. Keep holding on to Jesus, to Jesus. Oh, he's holding on to me.
Amen. Thank you, sister. Praise God. I like that. I know.
Holding on to Jesus. To Jesus, all the friends so faithful could be.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That song said, I know he's holding on to me. And that's our assurance. That's how we can make it. We need the Lord holding on to us. Amen. If you hold on to the Lord in times of adversity, when you hold on to the Lord in the times of trouble, when you hold on to the Lord when things get shaky, amen, God will hold you steady. You won't fall off. I've been depending on Jesus for a numerous of years. And I want to tell you, he's been my friend, and he still is my friend. And he kept me. Amen. From falling. Yes. He kept me walking on this journey. Yes. Praise God. So that's why I can't afford to unloose him. I can't afford to give up on him. I got to keep on keeping on. And anybody or anything come into my life and try to deter me or try to hinder me, I have to let them know I'm not going nowhere. I just cannot come down. I got things to do. I got to work for the Lord. I got to, make sure that I'm following his procedure. Because when I leave from this place, I need a resting place. When I leave from here, I want to make sure I got a home everlasting. I want to make sure that the Lord is pleased with my life. I don't want to have to wonder. I don't have to want to try to figure it out. Amen. I just want to have some know-so salvation. I just want to know that he's holding on to me and I'm holding on to him. Praise God. I just want to know that everything going to be all right. Praise God. I just want to have a smooth sailing. Hey, God, good. I don't want no turbulence. I don't want nothing to get in the way. Praise God. I want to make sure, amen, that one day I'll be with the Lord. The Bible says to be absent in this body is to be present with the Lord. So I'm going to go right on. I see in this time that people's throwing the towel in. I see in this time people is quitting. I see in this day and time that we're living in, folks are giving up. But I want to tell you, church, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to be like Nehemiah. Amen. I got a duty to do. Amen. The Lord construct me, praise God. Amen. To stay on the wall. It makes me think just right here in this great facility. Amen. Amen. How God gave me that same thought, praise God, when I was, amen, constructing this chapel here, praise God. Amen. Things tried to get into my way, and things tried to deter me, and things tried to discourage me, and amen, people not saying good encouraging things, and some folks didn't support, and amen, a lot of, amen, things came in my way, but I'm so glad, I said I'm so glad I kept my faith in the Lord, amen, I'm so glad, amen, I let the devil know I'm not coming down, I'm glad, amen, say, I'm building a wall, I'm building a church, amen, I'm here to tell you, whatever the Lord start, he finish it, amen, nothing incomplete, you won't get a stamp of unapproval, amen, incomplete, praise God, the Lord finished the job, won't he do it, church, you, amen, he will do it, praise God, so I'm here to tell you, I'm getting excited here, I'm here to tell you, whatever you need from the Lord, apply, get in God, ask him what you will, and it shall be done. Bible says, ask and it shall be done. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open. Praise God. Amen. Don't think something so big and complicated that God can't handle it. But I'm here to tell you the Lord can handle it. Praise God. You got to tell everybody, praise God, your friends, your enemy, amen, everybody, I said I am, I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down, praise God, when I was constructing this church, this is a great work, amen, I got a lot of hindrances, but I had a mind to stay focused on the Lord. Do you want to make heaven your home? And do you want to be in the Lord's house? You got to have a mind concept. I will trust the Lord. I will follow him. Because one day, brothers and sisters, amen, if we leave from here, amen, the Lord going to rest us up. He's going to say, come on, my child, and come on home. Let's rest a little while. Ain't God good? Amen. I got some resting places in my house. Amen. In my father's house. Many mansions. If it was not so, the Lord said, I would have told you. He said, I'm gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will. Come on, not high heel. But he said, I will come again and receive himself to us. Amen. And where I am, he said, what? I will be also. The Lord will always be with us. He will never leave us, nor forsake us. He will be with us until the end of the world. That's why I'm excited. That's why I can preach. Amen. Because I know the Lord got my back. The Lord got your back. He got all of us in his hands. Praise ye the Lord. He got everybody in his hands. Only thing we got to do is stand and still and see the salvation of the Lord. Praise God. We ain't got to run from the battle. We ain't got to quit. Amen. A quitter, brothers and sisters, a quitter will what? Never win. And a winner will never quit. Amen. I'm a winner because I serve Jesus and he is our hero. Amen. He is our person that we can put our dependencies in. We don't have to be fretful. We don't have to be scared and fearful, but God, he's in control. I'm here to tell you, church, praise God, the devil, hey, done spilt the water bottle on my Bible. Huh? He wants me to stop. See, he's real. He's real. But devil, you might as well come on in this place. I say you might as well get back. I give him a nickname. You might as well get back, Jack. Praise God. You ain't stopping nothing here. Get out of here. Amen. And you have my deacon to open them doors again. Praise God. The church door and the entryway door. Get out of here, Satan. Satan is real. Praise God. Amen. The Bible might be wet, but I can still see it. Look at God. I said, look at God. Amen. I'm not only not going to come down, but I'm not going to stop preaching. Praise God. God is good in this place. Praise God. So that's why we have to alert ourselves and tell ourselves we're going to go on in the name of Jesus. We're not going to let nothing stop us. I'm not a mean person. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying I mean to go right on. Come on, somebody. That's the mean I'm talking about. Amen. Everybody say I'm a nice person. I'm a good person. I'm a happy person. I am. I'll give you the shirt off my back if I need so. But anyway, that song said, I mean to. Thank you, Kendra. Praise God. Look at the ram in the bush. The Lord always makes a way, right? Amen. Praise God. This is not only to wipe the water up, but it's to wipe my sweat as well. Amen. I don't mind working for Jesus. Huh? I said, I don't mind working for Jesus. I don't mind sweating for Jesus. But the song said, I mean, amen, I mean to go right on. Amen, I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I never more turn back defeat. I shall not know, for God will. I said, God will give me the victory if onward I shall go. Yes, I'm going on. Should opposition come, should foe have struck my way, should persecution fire be lit as in the ancient day, with Jesus, I said, with Jesus by my side, his peace within my soul, no matter, I said, no matter if the battle is hot, I mean to go right on, and I'm going on. It ain't nothing gonna stop me. I ain't coming down, but I'm gonna stay up in the Lord, do what God have me to do. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We need to get a hold of this message this morning. Praise God. Things are happening in the government. Things is happening in our world. Things going on. But don't you worry about that. Pray and leave that in the will of the Lord. And keep your mind on your soul. Keep your mind on salvation. That I'm going to go on. I'm going to stand on the wall. I'm going to build. Amen. I'm going to be a master builder. Praise God. Ain't God good? Because one day your stuff, your house going to be inspected. Praise God. And we want to be able to get a CO. What is a CO, Pastor? Certificate of Occupancy. Amen. After you build a church, after you build a wall, you got inspectors have to come and they have to inspect your work and make sure that it meet code. If it don't meet code, then they're going to tell you to tear it down. You got to build this wall because it's not plumb and level and it's not square. Praise God. You can't build a wall without a tape measure and a level and a square. Them three things a carpenter knows he must have because it ain't going to stand right. It ain't going to sit. The foundation ain't going to be right because it's unlevel. Praise God. Look at this bottle of water. If this building wasn't well level, the water be kind of tilted. Amen. It'd be one side high and the other side low. But when you put that bottle down, come on, somebody. See how level that is? So that lets you know we're on level ground. Hello, somebody. So when the inspector comes, Sister McDonald, praise God, he come with his pad and his pen. Amen. And he's going to begin to write. Praise God, if I had time to reach down here in my...
department down here under this pulpit. It's there. It's a paper that he must sign. And it's called a certificate of occupancy. Amen. After 22 years, Pastor Lennon, Brother Jerry, the man of God, after 22 years of labor, amen, here's this certificate to approve you that you can worship in this place. Let's give God a hand in here. Don't act like he ain't doing nothing. Don't act like he ain't working miracles. Don't act like, amen, it's just supposed to happen. We need to jump for joy and say hallelujah, praise God. Amen. The building, praise God, is just about completed. It's some more little things we must do, but we got enough done where we got the certificate of occupancy. Hello in here. But I want to tell you something. There's going to be a final judge. There's going to be a final inspector. Amen. And his name is Jesus Christ. And he's going to inspect your goods. He's going to inspect your house. He's going to make sure it's up to par. He's going to make sure that you're dotting every I and crossing every T. Come on, somebody. Praise God. He's going to make sure it is fit for the judgment shock when the storms come. When the rain come down and the wind blow, praise God, it'll stand. Hello in this place. Amen. So let's get to work. Praise God. Make sure our house.
Very sure. Yes.
Make sure our house are completed.
Yes.
Amen. We want the Lord to put his final approval.
Yes.
On our house.
Yes.
As I said last Sunday, I want the Lord to say, well done.
Yes.
Thou good and faithful servant. I want the Lord to say, come and enter in to the joys of the Lord. You labor a good while. You work and you toil. Now you can come and rest from your labor. Now you can come and be with me and I with you. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I thank the Lord. I said I thank the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. And I want to say, church, I want to say we must remind ourselves, because a lot of people coming down for numerous of things. But I want you to tell yourself, I'm not coming down. I'm not coming down to play around with my soul. I'm not coming down, amen, to waste time with the enemy. I'm not coming down, praise God, to wallow into the dirt. I'm not coming down to waste time. I got a race to run. Praise God. I got to finish my course. Praise God. A lot of time you're about getting through with your building. And then right at the end, you let the devil fool you. Huh? Come on. Come on, somebody. But that's why we got to keep on keeping on. That's why we got to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Sometimes you might don't get a lot of encouragement from people. Sometimes people might just don't pull you and say, you can make it. Go ahead, my child. For long as you got the Lord on your side. And that's why we got to make sure and very sure
that we know the man. Amen. Not just know his name, Jesus Christ, but we got to know him for him working within us. It's him that lives here. He lives in me. And when the Lord lives in you, you can see results. Amen. And you ain't got to go to the rooftop and tell everybody, hey, here, look at here. The Lord lives in me. I'm saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. You just live right. Folks will see it. How many know folks can see realness? And they can see hypocrisy too. I want to be real with the Lord. All right, I'm going to call some scriptures as we conclude this message. The foundation was already been built. And that's no more than Jesus Christ helping us in our building construction. Isaiah's, amen, sister, hit 41 chapter and the 10th verse. I want another body, somebody, a person to get James, the first chapter, verses 12, 13, and 14. That's James 1, 12 through 14. Then my last scripture will be 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 6 through 8. These verses just going to enhance our main thought to let us know I am. If you forgot, sometimes you got to remind the devil because he'll come back again, but you got to be persistent to him. Every time he come, you tell him, I am doing a great work, and I cannot and shall not come down. Look at him stern. Don't play with him. Look right in his face. I am. You might want to shake your head at him if you want to. I am doing a great job, and I cannot come down. Sometimes you teach children something you want them to remember and be reminded of, and sometimes they say, you done told me that one time, Papa. You done told me that. Yeah, but I want to tell you this again so you won't forget. Amen. I might have told you that last Christmas, but now it's Labor Day. Do you remember what I told you last Christmas? What was that, Papa? What was that? I'm doing a great work. Let the devil know that. And I cannot calm down. Sometimes your little peers and friends will say, come over here. Come over here in this corner. Come over here and hide out right here. Let's do this. Let's do that. You have to tell them the same thing. Say, listen here. I'm saved. I don't do that. I'm serving the Lord. I'm not coming down for that stuff. I'm not coming down to do that thing that I shouldn't do. I'm going to serve the Lord. And me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You got to let the devil know that. I have people come to me. I'm a preacher. The devil don't care if you're a preacher. He'll try to tempt you. He'll make some deals with you and say, you know what? If you do this over here, you won't even have to work as hard as you work. I say you're working all the time. You from the ice cream truck to the fish wagon. You just work it, work it, work it. Then you're the pastor. But you know what? If you come on here and do this, you ain't got to do but one job. And this right here, man, I'll make you rich. It may make me rich in the natural, but it ain't going to make me rich in the spiritual. Amen. I tell him, I say, bruh, I'd rather get a slow nickel than a fast dollar. Amen. See, your job that you're trying to get me to do is temporarily. It ain't an everlasting job, but the job I'm doing is everlasting to everlasting. I said, your job will end when the bus wagon pull up. Amen. And everybody's out there doing what you want me to do is going in the bus wagon. That bus wagon looked like a big church van. But they ain't going to take you to church. They're taking you to jail. Come on, somebody. Because you out there illegally selling not candy and banana splits. Amen. Not hot dogs and fish sandwiches. But you're selling drugs. Amen. I don't need that. And I'm going to let them know in me and my house what I'm going to do right here. We're going to serve the Lord. In me and my house, we ain't going to follow fast game. Huh? Come on, somebody. I'm working for the Lord. I don't want nothing to stop my work from God, because it's great and mighty, and I'm not going to stoop that low to do things that I shouldn't do. I'm telling you right here in Facebook land, I'm telling you right here, Church of God, amen, let's work for Jesus, amen, not temporarily, let's work for Jesus. Amen. Through eternal ages. Let's work for Jesus everlasting to everlasting. I done gone too far to turn around. Amen. I've been working a mighty long time and I ain't got tired yet. Amen. There's something about the Spirit of the Lord and working for Jesus. Sometime I can come over here, amen, for church. Kind of like this morning. I came over here, I was tired because I had a long day. Amen. I was calling for my daughters to help me out. I needed assistance from them. Praise God. But it's just something about when you come to the house of God and you start thinking about the goodness of the Lord. Listen to Sunday school and all that powerful messages. And amen. And hearing the word being preached. And hearing what God can do. All that tiredness leave. Amen. After I get finished, I might be, amen, like a, amen, a hot potato or so more. Amen. Resting and, but right now I feel good. And the Lord always have you feeling good when you're doing his work. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Who got my first scripture here? Isaiah 41:10. What did that say?
Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God.
All right.
I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you.
Come on.
Righteous right hand.
Amen. Ain't that good news? Why are we worrying? Why we act like we can't holler make it? What did it say, Brother Curtis?
Fear not, for I am with you.
Stop right there. I'm a slow preacher. Got to slow up for me. Fear not, the word is saying, the Lord is saying, I got you. I'm with you.
Read on. Be not dismayed.
Don't you be dismayed. Amen. Don't you be troubled. I am your God. I got your back.
I will strengthen you.
I will strengthen you.
Yes, I will help you.
Yes, Yes, I will help you.
I will uphold you.
I will uphold you
with my righteous right hand.
With thy righteous right hand. Look at God. He will hold us. Amen. We got backing by God. We got support by the Lord. We don't have to be weary in this journey. Weeping endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning time. All right, Lamisha, go ahead. Get the, who got the other one? You got the James? Who got that? James? Huh? Who got that scripture? All right, she got it. Go ahead. James, the first chapter, 12 through 14 verses. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve.
Okay. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation.
You know, we are blessed when we pass the test. We are blessed when we stay on the wall. We are blessed when we stay faithful to God. We are blessed when we stay on His avenue and not making no U-turns nor detours. Now read that again.
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation.
Blessed is that man that endureth temptation.
For when he is tried.
For when he is tried. Look out, somebody. How many want the crown of life? Amen. He will receive the crown of life.
Which the Lord has promised to them that love him.
Praise God. The Lord promised it to us, church. To them that love him. To them that serve him. To them that keep his word. And keep his commandment. Read on.
Let no man say when he is tempted.
Amen. Sometimes people be tempted and they want to put it on the Lord.
I am tempted of God.
I am tempted of God.
For God cannot be tempted with evil.
How many know God cannot be tempted with evil?
Neither tempted any man.
He neither tempted any man.
But every man is tempted.
Every man is tempted.
When he is drawn away of his own lust.
Let us all say own lust. In other words, you be tempted and listening in your own mind and doing what you want to do. That was your desire to do that. Amen. The Lord, that, you know, when you get enticed to do things, don't try to act like it was the Lord that let you, but it was your choice. How many know we got choice? We got choice to do good. We got choice to do bad. We got choice to do righteous, and we got a choice to do unrighteous. Whosoever will, let him come. One thing about God, he don't force you. He don't pull you. He don't beg you. Whosoever will, let him come. Read on.
When he is drawn away of his own lust.
When he is drawn away in his own lust.
And enticed.
Praise God. All right, give me to another scripture, Sister Misha. What's the one we already read? Huh? What's the one was read? And what else? Isaiah?
Yes.
All right, give me James, the first chapter. Okay, that's what I asked. Second Timothy, the fourth chapter, verses 6 through 8. Read that, please.
For I am now ready to be offered.
All right, let's stop right here. Everybody look up, not that I'm so special or good looking, but you know when we done tall a while, we done work, amen, getting tired, and you know, sometime we getting ready to leave from here. And this last testimony from Brother Paul, he was getting ready to leave, and sometime we're all going to get to that point. And we want to be able to have a testimony when leaving out of here. We don't want to say we was unfaithful. We don't want to say, Lord, I didn't do what you intend for me to do. I got slack on the journey. I came off the wall. I didn't keep the faith. But we want to have a powerful testimony. And that testimony we want to say just like Paul said. He said, what, sister?
For I am now ready.
To be offered.
And the time of my departure is at hand.
Praise God. Amen. I have fought a good fight.
I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Henceforth.
There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
Oh, I'm looking forward for it. There's laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
Which the Lord, the righteous judge. Shall give me at that day.
See, the Lord ain't selfish. He don't not just gonna only give it to me, but he gonna give it to who?
But unto all them also that love his appearing.
To all of them that love his appearing. Look at God. Thank you. Praise God. I feel like clapping. That's a powerful testimony. That is a powerful testimony. You fought a good fight. So church, let's fight a good fight. Let's stay on the wall. Let's don't fall off the wall. If we fall off, get back up. I don't know if they got scaffolds back then or ladders, but get back on that wall. Amen. Brother Noah, keep building the ark. Amen. Took you numerous of years to build, but you didn't give up. You didn't quit. Folks laugh at you. Why are you building that big awkward boat? It never rained. What we need that for? Can you hear him talking and complaining? You're wasting your time. And you're building so big. You know, in and up, they built that big ark. It won't but 8 souls. Him and his family. Who told you to build that big ark? God told me. Amen. Sometimes things look foolish to man. When God tells you something, sometimes it looks foolish to man. But it's just right for God. Amen. You do what God tells you to do. I tell anybody that. Sometimes man have accused me and man has came to me and said, it ain't that way. I said, man, don't be that way for you, but it's this way for me. Because guess what? I listen to God. Bible teaches us not be a man pleaser, but we must please God. When somebody tell me they're doing what God told them to do, I'm backing off. And I can't go above God. Hello, somebody. I ain't getting in the way of the Spirit of the Lord and the leading of the Lord. So may God bless you all. And I want to leave this to you. Stay on the wall. And let everybody know I ain't coming down. I ain't coming down in 2026. I'm not coming down in 2027. I'm not coming down in 2028. I ain't coming down till Jesus comes. Amen. I ain't got to come down because he going to take me up. Hello. Amen. Praise God. When Jesus comes, I want to be ready. So I believe I preached enough today to save America. Amen. I believe if we follow this recipe, I believe if we follow this sermon, you'll be a candidate for heaven. Pray for Brother Jerry always when you pray. God bless you. Amen.